Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tonight the balance of Suratul Baqarah will be completed. And as we know, Suratul Baqarah, it comprises mainly of injunctions, orders and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prohibitions. The greatest amount of commands and prohibitions are found in Suratul Baqarah, and it is also the longest surah in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the compulsion of fasting in Suratul Baqarah. The rules of i'tikaf are mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention about the rules of moon sighting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention then of the rules of Hajj. And if there is a problem in a person is going for Hajj, then how to come out of Ihram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the ibadat of Arafat and Muzdalifah and Mina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the importance of the Hijrah. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of rules with regard to how and on whom one should spend. There are several questions that were asked of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Suratul Baqarah we find yas'alunak, they ask you with regards to various things, with regards to the rules of, even with regards to gambling and liquor, and with regards to the menstruation of women, and with regards to iddat, and with regards to the rules of talaq, and with regards to maintenance of children, and with regards to breastfeeding of children, and with regards to mehr, and with regards to various other aspects of divorce. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the Bani Israel again, and how they were afflicted by various tests by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the king Talut and Dawood alayhi salam, who was a soldier in his army and who killed Goliath, Jalut. And the victory was given to the Muslimin of that time, although they were very few in number. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Ayatul Kursi, which is the greatest verse in the Holy Quran. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and how he was shown that life will be given after death. Four birds were cut into pieces and they were all brought back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Uzair alayhi salam, that after 100 years he was brought back to life and everything around him had perished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about spending in his path and the virtues and rewards of spending. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about riba and interest, and what a great sin it is in Islam. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rules of trade and writing down and reducing everything to writing, the importance of that in the Quran. And then at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the surah with this dua that we read, Rabbana la tu'akhirna in nasina aw akhtana, that we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and not to hold us to account for our mistakes. So in this manner this beautiful surah concludes.